Bob Black back with you. Sports Huddle continues on this Monday afternoon. Let's go to the Herman Allen Hotline and let's talk some more golf. And we do so with Golf Hall of Famer, PGA champion Davis Love III is in town. He's here in Richmond today. We'll talk about that as our conversation unfolds this afternoon. Davis, thanks so much for spending some time with us today and welcome to our capital city.
Thank you. Yes, great to be in Richmond again.
I obviously don't want to really bury the lead, which is to talk with you about the redesign of the Belmont course and everything that you've had to do with that. But, heck, I'm going to bury the lead here and talk about the other lead, and that's Phil Mickelson winning the PGA Championship, I guess, nearly 25 years ago since you did it, Davis. I kind of wonder what your thoughts and emotions were yesterday as you watched Phil Mickelson.
Well, it was incredible. Gosh, you know, kind of watched him all week, right? Because he was right there on the leaderboard the whole time. Like Charlotte a few weeks ago, he came out of the first day, you know, playing great and just wondered if he could sustain it with the pressure of a major championship and his old age. And it's been a long time since he's been in contention to win a major, but it was thrilling to watch. And I texted him last night and said, you know, one of the greatest victories of all time, but no surprise because it's Phil Mickelson. And I don't know, he wrote that story and made a movie out of it. People would think it was kind of hokey that Phil Mickelson comes back to win against the best field in golf, but I'm thrilled for him. And shoot, now maybe he'll play on the Ryder Cup team again.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's a win for all of us in the 50 plus age range, which has long since passed me by anyway, but I think it is a win for all of us. What does it do for the sport of golf? Not only for that story, but just how popular he is with the masses. You saw it yesterday with the gallery and the crowds and what it might do moving forward.
Well, I mean, golf couldn't have had really a better year and a half. I mean, this pandemic has been just a boon to golf. People are going out and playing. People are wanting to be outside. They're either rekindling their love of golf or starting to play golf. And then you get stories like Matsuyama at the Masters is going to inspire a whole generation in Asia. And now Mickelson is one of the fan favorites that you think is ready for the Champions Tour. Goes out and wins a major. So, yeah, it's great for the game and a great story. And, you know, I hope we can just build on this momentum. That's what we're doing here at Belmont, you know, trying to create a place for people to come out and play and take up the game or further their game. And it's just been an incredible year for golf.
Talk a little bit more about the Belmont reopening here in a moment with Davis Love III. Please take me back to 1997. What do you remember about your PGA Championship, perhaps as it related to what Phil Mickelson was going through, as you mentioned, the pressure of a major championship?
Well, like Phil, I was in it all the way. I shot 66 the first day and was playing well that year and just felt like it was going to be a really good week and then stayed right around the leaderboard the whole time. On a, you know, iconic golf course, Winged Foot, and playing against Justin Leonard, who just won the Open Championship, the British Open. So it was another storybook ending. And then to come down the stretch with a big lead and rainbows over 18 green, and Jim Nance talking about my dad, mm-hmm. another fairy tale story. And you know, I don't know where Phil's major is going to rank in history, but you know, Jack Nicklaus winning. In the Masters in 86 at 46 years old, you know, Tiger winning his first Masters, blowing the field away. The rainbow over Winged Foot. There's a lot of great majors, but I'm just lucky to have won the PGA. And as the son of a PGA, lifetime PGA member, my dad was a club pro, teaching pro, tour pro. It meant a lot to my family.
Absolutely. Tremendous story for you, Davis. No doubt about it. Just as this story is tremendous for Phil. One more question about that, and then on to Belmont. And of course, we take a little bit of slice of credit here because I think it was just about maybe 7 months ago, almost to the day, that Phil Mickelson was winning the Champions Tour event right here in Richmond at the Dominion Energy Charity Classic. Probably he didn't even think he'd be winning the PGA Championship the day he won that one. One of the last things he said yesterday in the interview that I saw, Davis, was, hey, this could be my last hurrah, or this could be the start of maybe a little bit of a run that I'll go on now. Which do you think it could be?
I think he's going on a run. Phil's always been a streaky player. He gets hot. I know back in 2015 when Jay Haas was President's Cup captain, all his assistants, me included, talked him into picking Phil Mickelson, and we said, hey, he's on a roll right now. He might be 22nd in points, but he's playing really well. And sure enough, we went over to Korea, and Phil Mickelson was the star of the team. He played incredibly well, was a great teammate. Now he's, I don't know, in the top 20 in Ryder Cup points at least. He's going on a roll, and I would not be surprised to see him competitive in a lot of PGA Tour events, and if he goes back to a Champions Tour event. And he's playing with confidence now. How can you not have confidence after that? He's putting well. He looks like he's gone back to the old Phil putting. There's no claw. There's, you know, he's got his old putter back. He's got his brother on the bag. So I think he's on a roll for a while.
Great answer. Kind of figured that was going to be your answer. Davis Love III visiting with us on the Sports Huddle, Herman Allen guest hotline. And the reason he is here in Richmond today is the grand reopening of the Belmont Golf Course, which does have the distinction of being the only course in Virginia to host a major. And it was the PGA Championship back in 1949. Give us kind of a verbal picture of what this course looks like and what your intent and your company's intent was in renovating it.
Well, obviously, a huge amount of history at Belmont, you know, of an 18-hole golf course that had major championships and great players come and play here. Not only, you know, PGA Tour stars, Ben Hogan and Byron Nelson and people like that, but also, you know, great players like Vinnie Giles, and so much history here of state and local championships being played. But the club was going downhill. It was losing money. The county didn't know what to do with it. And, it took a group that really wanted to preserve Belmont, and then a group, the first tee, that really wanted to grow the game, to all come together in a partnership to revitalize Belmont. And it's not an 18-hole golf course like it was when it was designed back in the early 1900s, but it's a great facility for the first tee kids, for the community to come out and play golf. Now we have a great practice facility, driving range. We have a putting course, almost an acre, that you can go just come out here and have fun putting. And then a 6-hole short course that are Tillinghast replica holes, famous par threes from around the country. And then we have 12 of the original holes on the golf course brought back to as close as possible to the original design. Mm. And you can go play 9, or you can go play 3, or you can play the short course. And it's just a great opportunity to not only learn the game, but to play the game and not take 5 hours on an 18-hole golf course. So it's an incredible multi-use facility, and I think it really is kind of the future of golf.
Yeah, it really sounds amazing, and we're lucky and thrilled that you've been a part of it, and it's here in our hometown. What is the impact of the First Tee program, kind of conversely, First Tee on Belmont and also Belmont on the First Tee program for youngsters learning the game of golf?
Well, I think the First Tee, most importantly, is giving kids an opportunity not only to get together and play golf, but get together and become great citizens and great future leaders. They have their 9 core values that they stress. And I always say it's kind of like the Boys and Girls Club, but they're playing golf while they're doing it. And I was at a big First Tee project in Charlotte a few weeks ago, and the director of the First Tee told his supporters, if you have a chance to hire a kid that went to school on a First Tee scholarship and they're graduating from college, hire them. They're the best hire you can get. And he didn't say anything about their golf ability. It's who they are, the character and the foundation that they have to be the great citizens and great leaders. So First Tee is an incredible program. It's great to have it here in Richmond. There's so much local and national support for the First Tee coming out of Richmond, obviously a great golf city, great golf state. And again, they're gonna open some eyes with this project, and people are gonna certainly want to copy this in other cities.
And a local shout out to Brent Schneider, who's running that program over there, who I've known for a long time and has done a great job of embracing that and bringing that program to fruition as he has. Finish up with you, Davis, as you were talking about the renovation and the remake of Belmont, I could hear the enthusiasm in your voice. It was as enthusiastic as you were talking about Phil Mickelson and playing golf. Where are you right now from your standpoint and golf and the things that you're doing in the sport that you've been involved in for so long?
Well, the only reason I'm not out playing the golf course today with the First Tee kids is I had my hip replaced a couple weeks ago, and I'm bouncing back. I would have been at Kiowa playing, and then this week in the senior PGA in Oklahoma. But I'm about 2.5 months away from really being back to full speed hitting balls, and I'm shooting for playing a whole lot of golf this fall. My last hip replacement 4 years ago, came out really well, and I played some good golf after that. So now I got to chase Phil Mickelson down. I'm only 7 years older than him. I got to get back out there and compete.
That would be like the good old days. Good old days with Phil Mickelson and Davis Love III and others. And that's one of the beauties of the sport of golf as well. Hey, thank you so much. I know you've done a lot of these today. So thank you for spending some time with us this afternoon. And we can't wait to see you back on the golf course, and we'll be rooting for you as well. Thank you, Davis.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing you for the Dominion.